We're just going to cut in here because the US House of Representatives has just voted to impeach Donald Trump for a second time. We'll cross to Washington shortly. But with me now is RNZ foreign editor Perlina Lowe. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Emil. A very historic moment. The House of Representatives now has enough votes to impeach Donald Trump. The last I checked, they needed 217 votes, and they've got 229 at least now. So 10 Republicans had defected and decided to go to vote for impeachment. The process of today is it's going to take probably about another half hour or so to confirm that vote, but they've got the numbers that they need. Then from here, it'll be a case of Donald Trump standing trial in the Senate. Now, when this happens is still up in the air. It's still unknown because the Senate doesn't technically come back until the 19th of January. Of course, that's one day before Joe Biden's inauguration. Mm-hmm. So Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate minority leader, is going to try use his emergency powers to bring the Senate back early and get that trial going. But to do that, he actually needs the Republican majority leader, Mitch McConnell, to agree to that.
That seems remarkable because, thinking back to the first impeachment of Donald Trump, that process took weeks. I mean, if not months. How could that process be expedited so quickly?
So, for those who just a reminder, the first impeachment was because Donald Trump asked Ukraine to investigate mm-hmm. Joe Biden to help boost his re-election. So he was impeached, but he wasn't convicted. So the reason I think this time it's happened so quickly is because the attack on the Capitol is so outrageous. You know, it put the lives of the congressional members in danger. They also have, 5 days now, until 5 or 6 days until Joe Biden takes over, and sort of that this is their chance to really take a stand and take a stand against what happened. And because, you know, there is evidence that the president, they're accusing the president of inciting insurrection, and he was speaking at a sort of a rally type thing before it happened, you know, calling on his supporters to go march on the Capitol, and they feel like they have the evidence to do that.
That's our foreign editor, Perlina Lowe. Our correspondent in Washington is Simon Marks, and Simon is on the line now. Good morning, Simon.
And good afternoon from here to you, Emil. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We heard earlier 6 Republicans had said they would vote for impeachment, and more of them joined.
Yes, it looks like, and they're finalising the vote on Capitol Hill right now, but it looks like 10 Republicans have turned their backs on Donald Trump and have backed these moves by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and Democrats in the House of Representatives to impeach Donald Trump. And we can say, as you know, that history has been made here. He has just become the first American president ever to be impeached twice in the House of Representatives. The final vote still being tallied, but at the moment it's 231 votes in favor of impeachment, 197 against. So this was not even close, precisely as the Democrats knew the outcome was going to be. They argued that this was an open and shut case, sparked as it was by those unprecedented in the modern era events of exactly 1 week ago. President Trump inciting a mob of conspiracy theorist believers supportive of his attempts to overturn the outcome of the American presidential election in a last-ditch bid to block Joe Biden from being finally affirmed president of the United States. They then, at President Trump's direction, marched to Capitol Hill, broke into the building. That led to Vice President Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and other congressional leaders being hustled to safety by security personnel. Members of Congress had to shelter in place as an armed mob ransacked the building. Law enforcement officials said yesterday that the American public will be shocked when all the evidence that they are gathering is put into the public domain about precisely how much violence they unleashed on Capitol Hill relating to the insurrection in which they were engaged. That led the Republicans very, very quickly to begin this impeachment process. It moved today at a lightning speed. This was not a complicated legal process. One charge, insurrection. It was, said the Democrats, irrefutable and demonstrable based on the president's own words and actions. Republicans, I think some of them made the best fist of it that they could in terms of suggesting that this was a pointless exercise because it can't possibly lead to a Senate trial before the inauguration of Joe Biden in 1 week's time. In other words, Donald Trump will not be ousted from power as a result of this impeachment in the House of Representatives. Because here, I think, is the vote total coming now.
Does any member wish to change a vote?
I think they're getting ready on the floor of the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi behind the chair, getting ready to announce the official and final result of this vote that will absolutely confirm that Donald Trump has indeed been impeached for a second time as a result of the vote that has just been taken. As I was saying, this moved at lightning pace here with every indication that the Republican efforts to defend Donald Trump were not working. And some Republicans speaking passionately and furiously about the left in American politics and insisting that it was the Democrats that had been responsible for stoking an atmosphere of violence here by not taking a tough enough stance towards the Black Lives Matter protests of last year. One wondered when you listened to some of the statements that were being made by Republicans defending Donald Trump, what had happened to this whole idea that the Republicans were promoting of healing and reconciliation. Here, I think, comes the vote total.
On this vote, the ayes are 232. The nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
And with that strike of her gavel, Nancy Pelosi reads the results that confirm that Donald Trump has become the first American president ever to be impeached twice. As you heard there, 222 votes to 193. No, I'm sorry, 232 votes to 197, with 10 Republicans crossing the aisle and supporting the impeachment of President Trump. A senior Democrat in the House of Representatives, Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland, has said within the last few minutes that the articles of impeachment that would set the stage for Donald Trump's trial in the Senate will now be transmitted in very short order to Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate. We know he's not immediately going to take them up, but we also know that Democrats want to be seen to be moving with alacrity in their bid to try and put Donald Trump on trial.
Simon, has Donald Trump responded at all to any of this, or has he kind of gone underground?
Well, yesterday, when he left the White House and headed to Texas to pay one last lingering visit to his border wall, he insisted that the process of impeachment was absolutely ridiculous, in his words, and he insisted that this was all part of the greatest political witch hunt in American history. Republicans were furious with his behavior yesterday. At no point did he tell his violent supporters, whom the FBI says are planning fresh violence, not just here in Washington, but in all 50 American states over the next few weeks. At no point did he tell them to stand down. And that, I think, led to the substantial number of Republicans in the House of Representatives today deciding finally to break with him. There was a statement from the president 2 hours ago, a written statement not made to camera, in which he said, in light of reports of more demonstrations, not as a result of anything that happened last week, but in light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. That is not what I stand for, and it is not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. But that certainly is not a statement telling people to stay off the streets. It is a statement telling them not to advance acts of violence. And one of the things that had been playing playing out here all day, and we've seen it just over the last few minutes, is that Congress now, the building and the lawmakers within it, and Joe Biden next week when he's sworn into power on Capitol Hill, are protected now by a literal ring of steel, a 7-foot unscalable fence surrounded by blast barriers. Hundreds of members of the National Guard who have all taken up positions on what many Americans view as the hallowed grounds of Congress that were occupied last week by Donald Trump's marauding invaders. The chief of police here in Washington disclosed today that by the time the inauguration occurs, there will be 20,000 National Guard troops on the streets of Washington, D.C. So concerned are the intelligence communities about reports that Donald Trump supporters are planning to come back here and foment more acts of violence on Inauguration Day. Now, you know, this is a small town. I mean, if you haven't visited Washington, it's not the big city you think it might be. It's actually a relatively small town. And the idea that 20,000 troops are going to be taking up positions here, we haven't seen anything like that at all, I think, since the attacks on America of September the 11th, 2001. We've seen a growing number of arrests taking place all over the country today, including people who have been found with assault rifles, stun guns, smoke bombs, 75 combat knives in the case of one individual who was arrested in New York today. One of the suspects facing criminal charges is accused by police of having claimed that he planned to execute Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, live on television by shooting her in the head. And he was certainly carrying the weaponry that would have allowed him to do that had he come close to Nancy Pelosi. The other point to make is that this ring of steel is not just encircling the Capitol, it stretches through the central area of Washington, D.C. So K Street, the home of the huge political lobbying industry here. There are barriers all over the place, police stopping cars, checking the identifications of drivers. Airbnb announced today that it's cancelling all reservations that have been made in the Washington, D.C. area for next week after identifying some users of its website that it says are associated with hate groups. So it feels very much as though we're entering a new chapter here in which the country is catching up to a reality that perhaps people didn't fully understand until the events of last Wednesday occurred, namely that there are millions of people out there that don't see Joe Biden as a legitimate president, and some of them who remain willing to and plotting to take up arms in a bid to prevent him still from taking the oath of office next Wednesday at high noon here.
Mm. That's our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks. Thanks very much for that, Simon. And just reiterating that the US House of Representatives has just voted to impeach Donald Trump, the US president, for a second time. The RNZ News team will be here at midday with a comprehensive special about that.